many stories we tell every year, and we tell this one every year. You know it, those of you who are bridging seniors, but this time it's for you. So once upon a time, there was a beautiful canyon land. Incredible, that stretched out in beautiful shades of reds and gold, with a big cavern cut through the center by a river. And this beautiful canyon land was surrounded by a ring of mountains. And there on the edge of a gorge was a town. And there in the town was a girl, or maybe a woman, or maybe a girl, or maybe a woman. It was hard to say. She was right there on the cusp of both. It was hard to know, and she was trying to make a big decision because she loved this place that she had known all her life. It was a beautiful place, and she had a great community of people she cared for very much, who had held her and loved her whole life, and she loved it. But as she sat in that place, she looked out, and she saw these mountains. And there was something in her that really wanted to go find out what they were like and to go find out what was beyond them. And so she would decide one day that she wanted to stay, and she would decide one day that she wanted to go, and she decided this and that and this and that, and she was going crazy trying to make a choice. She was driving everyone else in her life crazy. And so one day she decided to go to her father, who she knew to be a wise man. And she said, "Dad, I can't decide. I can't decide what to do. I don't know how to go forward." And he said, "This is what you should do. And others before you have done it. Go pack a lunch, get up very early in the morning, and sit on the edge of the gorge. And before the sun sets on that day, you will know what to do." And so she did. She packed a lunch, threw all her stuff in her bag. And the next morning, just as the sun was rising, she headed out to the gorge, and she sat at the edge, and she watched the sun come up over the mountains, and it was beautiful. And she felt for sure she should go, and then she felt herself sitting on this beautiful canyon edge, and she thought for sure she should stay. And it went on like this all day, back and forth, until finally, in the late afternoon, she took a nap, no closer to a choice. And she napped, and she had a deep sleep. And when she woke up, it was just as the sun was going down behind her. And she knew what she had to do. It was very clear to her. She stood up, and she walked to the edge of the gorge. And she looked down into its depths and the river way below. And she looked out to those mountains that were so far out and were so inspiring to her and inspired so much curiosity in her. And she looked down and she looked out and she closed her eyes and she took a big breath and she stepped out into the open air of the gorge. And there, where there had been nothing, just a few minutes before, something came up beneath her feet. There was something there. It was like a kind of bridge that she had not seen. And she took another step and another and another, and the bridge formed underneath her all the way across this gorge to the other side. And she was breathing so heavily, and she looked up, and there she saw so many of the people she had known and loved. Her father, her brother, friends and aunts and uncles and cousins. And she looked up, and her father said to her, "Whether you stay or go, you must step out into the unknown of your life. Whether you stay or go, we will always be your people. And so it is with you, and so it is with us."